Oh, hey there, cutie. Are you looking for anything particular today, or are you just browsing around as always? Oh, come on. I've seen you here before. Always looking around for new books. Always browsing for hours and hours until you find that perfect piece. You're a real bookworm, just like me, aren't you? I mean, I've seen you here at least a couple of times every month, honey. Always leaving with a pack of books under your arm. Always with a satisfied smile on your face. You know what, honey? I just love to see that. To see a handsome young man like you in here. A smart boy that loves to read. Oh, I won't lie to you, darling. I find you to be quite interesting. You see, I think you have a lovely story to tell. I think that you're something else, something different from most of the other boys that come in here. So, let me tell you what, honey. What if you let me pick out some books for you today? That could be really fun, don't you think? Just give me free hands, and I'll make sure to give you something really, really good to read. So what do you say? You're in? Great. Well then, let's see. Oh, I know. I know just the perfect book for you. Here. An Unexpected Encounter. Have a look, darling. I read this book a couple of weeks ago and I just fell in love with it instantly. You see, it's all about this young and insecure but very handsome man. He's a bit shy on the surface, but under that surface, he's just bubbling with desire and sexual energy. It's like he just needs to have someone helping him to let it all out, you know? And then one day he meets this beautiful older woman in a cafe, this confident, mature woman that just enters his world like a tornado, turning it upside down. So, of course, he falls in love with her quite badly, and he just can't control himself around her. Her curvy body, her silky hair, her sweet, perfect scent. Everything about her just makes him so weak for her. And through the course of this book, you really get to know the two of them, their deepest desires and insecurities, and their backstory. And the dynamic between the two of them is just really interesting to follow. An older woman that helps a younger man finding himself sexually, that challenges him and guides him. She's pretty much like a teacher to him, someone that takes charge of his learning and helps him develop as a sexual being. She's almost like a very caring mother, in fact. As engaged as she becomes in his life, so very passionate about his development. And of course, the best part of this book is just all of the very explicit descriptions of their sexual encounters. Yeah. Just let me read an example for you. Let's see. Here, we have one. So she held him tightly against her bosom, so tightly that he could barely move an inch. He was captured in her embrace, trapped like a prey. He had no choice but to accept the situation, to just let her sweet scent fill his mind and body, to just feel her soft skin pressed against his face. He had no other choice than to fall under her spell, to accept her touch as she stroked her playful fingers through his hair, to accept the words she whispered so gently in his ear. "Good boy," she whispered. "You're such a good boy for me," she repeated with clear intent. He just couldn't think straight anymore. Everything just crumbled around him as he started to whimper and moan, in sweet desperation to hear more of those wonderful words from her. Oh, it's okay, honey, she repeated softly. You're such a good fucking boy for me, and I'm going to take very good care of you. I promise you that. His whimpers just continued as he nuzzled his face between her perfect boobs. They provided him a sense of security and safety that he had been longing for his whole life. It was an overwhelming feeling for him to be cared for by a wonderful woman like her. Well, what do you think, darling? Does it sound like a good book for you? Oh, you look a bit shaky, honey. Are you okay? Oh, I know it's a touching story, sweetie. It's real exciting, isn't it? The dominant older woman and a shy younger man like that. It's kind of like you and me, isn't it? You're a bit shy, aren't you, darling? Well, you don't need to be shy around me, you know. You can tell me exactly what's on your mind right now. So come on. Tell me, honey. Tell me the truth. Have you ever fantasized about being with a woman like me? Someone a bit older than yourself? Someone with more experience that knows what's right for you? Someone that is confident enough to just push you up against the wall and kiss you right in the middle of a library like this? Oh, you have, haven't you? That's good, honey. That's exactly what I want to hear from you. Now just take a deep breath, darling. I'm going to take your hand, and then I'm going to lead you behind the bookshelves over there so I can tell you a little secret. Okay, just listen now, sweetheart. I'm going to be really blunt with you. You see, I like you. I've had my eye on you since the first time you set foot in this library. You're just the sweetest boy, and I think you know where this is going, darling. I want to play with you. I want to show you new sides of pleasure. I want to grab you by the balls, just like this. Then I want to tell you exactly what you are going to do for me. Because I just sense that you need someone like me in your life. Someone that can take charge of you. That can steer you in the right direction. So, my proposal is quite simple, honey. I want you to become my personal little book slut. Yeah, that's right, darling. I want to own you. I want to take control of you so I can give you that sort of pleasure that you've been looking for your whole life. That perfect pleasure of sweet submission. That's right, darling. So, from now on, you will only read books that I pick out for you. You will read all of my dirty favourites, the most intriguing sex novels. You will read so many books on female pleasure that you will know exactly what to do for me. Because I want you to understand something, darling. If you listen to me, and if you do as you're told, I will make you the happiest fucking boy on this planet. Do you understand, honey? I will teach you to become a very, very good boy for me. I will tease you and play with you in all sorts of ways. And just to give you a little example, I'm going to show you what I can do to you right now. Yes. Oh. Just feel my hand on your chest, pushing you back against the bookshelf. Oh, you aren't going anywhere, darling. Here. Just let me grab that gorgeous package down there. Oh, just let me feel it, darling. Oh, wow. You're already getting hard for me, aren't you? What a dirty boy you are. Getting hard in the library like this. Oh, it's okay, honey. I like it. I like how dirty you are. You just let me squeeze it. Let me rub my hand against your jeans like this. Oh, God. I can feel you growing for me. Growing nice and hard for me. Yes. Good boy. Oh, you're not so shy anymore, are you? Your cock is just screaming for attention. Just poking out of those tight pants of yours. All rigid for me. It's like you're begging to be released, honey. To be taken out and played with. Shh. Don't say a word, darling. Just let me do all the work now. Let me unzip those jeans for you so I can whip out that throbbing cock of yours. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Let's give it some fresh air. Let's get that cock the attention that it deserves. Oh, wow. Oh, what a beautiful sight, honey. What a beautiful cock you have. Now, just stay right where you are. Let me just pull up my pencil skirt for you. Yeah, okay, yes. Yeah, have a good look at that. You like my panties, don't you? My pretty little black lace panties. They're so sexy, aren't they? Are they what you expected, sweetie? Did you expect this librarian to wear such sexy pants to work? Oh, you did, didn't you? I bet you've thought about it before. What it would look like to see me without this tight pencil skirt. Well, here you have it, darling. So take a good fucking look. And you know what's hiding under there, don't you? That's right, darling. My perfect, pretty little pussy. My tight, wet little pussy. Already dripping for you. I'm just so turned on right now. So turned on to see your reaction to what I'm doing to you. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna teach you to be such a good fucking boy for me. You're going to be so good for me. So fucking good, sweetie. Now, just take a deep breath as I kneel down on the floor in front of you. As I take that aching cock, as I grab it and squeeze it, as I tickle those sensitive balls of yours. Oh, as I as I start sucking and licking and wrap my lips around your perfect cock head. You taste so good, honey. What a good little book slut that you are. Being so perfectly quiet for me as I suck that cock of yours. You like that, don't you? When I take you all the way down like that. Yes, Good boy. You're being so fucking good for me. I just want to show you how good it feels to let me take charge of things. So that's how things are going to progress from now on, okay? You're going to come to me once a week. And I'll give you new books to read. And I'll give you tasks and challenges that I want you to do for me. Just to show me that you could be a really good boy for me. And also, I'll need you to fuck me exactly like I tell you to. I'll need you between my legs, licking and sucking and kissing my most precious parts. I'll need you to give me what I ask for without any hesitation. You think you could do that, sweetie? Come on, tell me that you can. Tell me, and I'll continue to suck that perfect cock of yours. Yes, good boy. Let's make it even more wet and sloppy for you now. Just let me... all of your hard cock. Yeah. So nice and fucking slick for me. Listen, honey. Just listen to the slappy and the sloppy sound that this perfect mouth can make when I... That's it, honey. You feel my tongue flicking against your frenula. That's it, baby. You ready to pop for me? Are you? You're so fucking ready to just squirt your load into my warm, wet, wonderful mouth. Then come on, honey. Do it for me. You can do it for mommy, can't you? You can fill my mouth with your creamy load. Yeah. Let me suck it all out of you. Every single drop, honey. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. You're such a good fucking boy, honey. So fucking good for me. You squirt it all out for mummy. That's it, baby. Just be a good boy and come for me. I coat my tongue with your creamy load. Let it all gush out for me. Fill my mouth, baby. Leave me a messy mess in my mouth. Yes, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Such a good boy. Let me swallow all of it. I felt really good. Felt good, didn't it, honey? Oh, I can see you're all shaky for me. Oh, a whimpering little mess for me. Oh, honey. You're all mine now. This is just the very start of it. Your introduction to your new life with me. I'm going to teach you so much, honey. I'm going to take such good care of you. I'm going to make you the most obedient fucking boy that ever set foot in this library. I'm going to make you the most grateful little book slut. That's right, honey. I fucking own you now. And you're going to do whatever I tell you to. Now, go straight back home and think about what I just did to you. Really take some time to reflect on it. And then I want you to read this book that I gave you. Read it page to page like a very good boy for me. And once you're done with it, once you're done, I want you to come back here. Because after you've read it, I'm going to give you some new tasks to do. Now, off you go, my little book slut.